Louisiana public schools are waiting for more information after the U.S. Department of Education told individual states it's withholding nearly $7 billion in education grants. Executive Director of the Louisiana Association of School Superintendents, Michael Falk, said schools were planning to use this money to pay for tutoring, after-school programs, summer activities, and professional development of teachers.
What they're going to have to do is put a hold on any implementation until they find out the exact magnitude of the cuts.
The U.S. Department of Education says it's holding back the money so a review can be conducted on the grant programs. The April 2026 statewide ballot will have five constitutional amendments on it, including a portion of Amendment 2, which failed last November. Public Affairs Research Council President Stephen Procopio says voters will be asked if parish governments should have the option of charging an inventory tax on businesses.
This is a tax that is being used to fund local government. So to the extent that this hurts local government, there may not be a lot of appetite to do it. Though, this is voluntary. Each local government can decide what they want to do.
Three sea turtles have been released into the Gulf of Mexico after rehabilitation by the Audubon Aquarium Rescue. Two critically endangered Kemp's Ridley turtles, Libra and Dorado, were rescued after cold stunning in New England and treated in New Orleans. Stranding and rehab coordinator Gabriella Harlemert says the two Kemp turtles were originally set to be released earlier, but they had long-term effects from the cold stunned.
Dorado, that turtle had some pneumonia, some pretty stubborn pneumonia, if we're being honest. That just took a little bit more TLC.
I'm Jeff Palermo on Tix FM.